So who thought this was a good idea? Tonight you can blame Father Rosario for inviting me to be here. But the thought kept coming to mind. Who thought this was a good idea for me even to be here? Not me. I grew up in a family, and I get to come back to Immaculate. I grew up here. This is my home. And I sat in a pew just by the confessional right over there with my family until I moved away. So Immaculate is home. For me, coming back is a joy. And I get to come back once a month, and normally it's at the 11 o'clock Mass. And I get to come back to be with my family, and you all part of that. But for me to be a deacon, this is not what I ever wanted to do. Remember Father Curran asking me, do you want to ever be a priest? And the answer was no, but there was another four-letter word in front of it. I never wanted to be a priest. Being a deacon, I knew nothing about that. Until one day I was sitting in church before Mass, praying, because that's what you're supposed to do as Catholics. And the thought came to me that God put on my heart that I should be a deacon. So I did what everyone else would do when they're hearing voices in their head. I told no one. And I ignored it, figuring that wasn't God. Well, about a year later, to the same weekend, sitting in church early again, and I hear that darn same voice. This time I told my wife. She said, you have to go talk to Father Patton. And I did, who's my pastor. And he laughed. And I go, see, this isn't funny. And he goes, no, you don't understand. We've been waiting for you to ask. When you want to be a deacon, we thought you should be. So excited, I applied. And the church did not affirm my call. So I went back to my life, and life was great. I enjoyed coaching, enjoyed working. I was a workaholic. I enjoyed helping out in the community with scouts, and I loved working in my yard. And then another year later passed, and that darn same voice came back again. And I said, this is not funny. I already did what you asked me to do. I'm not going to do this again. Well, who thought this was a good idea? God did. And he kept on bugging me. So finally, I went back and applied again. And I went into formation. It was joyful. Until I had to realize that every Wednesday night for 4 years, I had to be in class from 6 to roughly about 10 by the time we got out. And every Saturday morning from 8:30 to about 12:30 for 4 years. Who thought this was a good idea? God did. But yet I get to be here today, and the thought of who thought this was a good idea kept coming to mind as I'm reading the scripture passages today. We read about the golden rule. Do unto others as we would have done unto me. And that is great when people are being mean to me. Do unto others. I want them to be nice to me. But that doesn't always work out. Normally what happens is that we run into somebody who hurts us or hurts a family member or friend of ours. And then we're reminded, do unto others as you would have do unto them, do unto us. And now all of a sudden it's thrown in our face. So as Catholics, we're supposed to be kind, supposed to be forgiving. We're not supposed to judge, we're not supposed to condemn. And that's so easy to say, and yet so difficult to do. And yet, Jesus minced no words. We are called to do this. This wasn't a, would you please do this for me? This was a command that we are to be kind to other people. You know, we heard in the responsorial psalm, the Lord is kind and merciful. Which is what we want, especially when we go to confession. We ask for forgiveness. We want him to forgive us. And he does. But yet, he wants us to then turn around and forgive those who hurt us, who are not nice to us. And we're supposed to be kind and merciful. So who thought that was a good idea? When it was coming to me, it was a great idea. Now, when I have to live this out, that's hard. But yet Jesus calls us to do this. So many times in our lives, we get caught up, whether at work, with friends, even with family. We turn around and we hear something on the TV. We turn around and we hear what's happening in the world around us. We turn around and say, I would never do that. Those guys are mean. They're hurtful. We judge. We condemn. And yet we're called not to. And we're called to ask for forgiveness. We're supposed to be kind and merciful. So what do we have? We have the sacrament of reconciliation to help us for the times when we fall. And we get to go to confession. Tell Jesus that we're sorry for our sins. And he forgives us. But he also tells us that we are supposed to go out there and forgive the next person, and the next person, and the next person. So who thought this was a good idea? Jesus did. What happens if we don't? Always look for the other side of it. It's like, okay, if this is hard, why would I want to do it? The other side is if we don't. If we judge others, others will judge us, which we know that, because it do happen. You know, for those that drive on the road and you cut in front of somebody accidentally, they let you know and they judge you very quickly, just as we do for them. But God will judge us. Now that's scary. For those who turn around and are mean to us and hurt us, and we condemn them for that, they do that to us. But on Judgment Day, if we do not forgive them, God will condemn us. If we turn around and ask for forgiveness and Jesus grants it to us, he expects us to grant it to others as well, even though it's difficult. But if we don't, the mercy that we are shown and the mercy that we are called to show, if it does not equate, mercy may not be granted to us. So what are we called to do? We are human, we make mistakes, we fall. We ask for forgiveness. We're called to be slow, to be compassionate, to be loving, to forgive. Because Jesus always said, and we heard in the last line, the measure with which we are measure will be measured out to us. Simply stated, how we treat others, we in turn will be treated the same way. So are we perfect? Far from it. Am I not even close? But we are called to do our best, to follow Jesus' words, to follow Jesus' command, to love others, to live by the golden rule, to incorporate that into our daily lives. So if we do that, what do we get out of it? We get joy. We get peace. Me being a deacon transformed my life. Who thought it was a good idea to give up 4 hours a night on Wednesday and 4 hours a night on Saturday, and thinking upon ordination that my life is going to be easier? You can ask my wife, she's here. I see her less now than before I was ordained. But the work that I get to do, the people I get to meet, fill my heart with joy. And there is so much peace. So if we live by this golden rule, even when it's hard, God will provide that peace. God will provide that mercy. God will fill us with joy. So who thought this was a good idea to follow the golden rule? God did. And he asks us to do the same. So I do ask you, because I believe in teaching by homework, I do ask you, in following Bishop Molesik's request, to take 15 minutes this weekend to sit in prayer quietly here in church, in adoration, at home, take a walk in nature, but pray. Ask God to show you the times when we have judged, when we've condemned and we don't even recognize it, for the times that we should have forgiven somebody and we haven't. And ask him to help us to live the life that he calls us to live. And you will hear that voice that you really sometimes don't want to hear because he's calling us to do something. But listen to that voice and listen to God calling us to live by the golden rule, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be merciful, and to love. May God bless you always.